Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gammon. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And this is the Mac Show before Apple's 2023 Worldwide Developer Conference keynote event. So that will be on Monday. Today is Friday, which means it's keynote poker day, which we haven't been able to do in so long.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrice, I'll introduce everyone, and then I'm just going to hand it over to you after that, because
sounds good.
You're in charge. I mean, that's all there is to it. So let's see. I'm going to channel my inner Chuck Joiner and start with the upper right hand corner for myself, which actually is Chuck Joiner. Chuck, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. Thank you for that lengthy introduction. That the only reason I ever do it that way is to make sure I don't miss anybody. So it helps keep me organized, which is a very difficult thing.
I can appreciate that. And I don't always start in the same corner, but I always start with a corner. Mm. And it typically depends on what the flow is at the moment. It's like if Dave and I were chatting already when it comes time for the introductions, then I would have started with Dave. Since I was already talking to Patrice, however, today's the exception because Patrice is going to be taking over. So I figured, why not just work it out so that we get this nice mix? And there you go.
You know, Jeff, that is center discrimination. You know that? You always start at the corners.
That is center discrimination. You know, yes. What? I'm starting over. Let's fix the center discrimination part. Jeff, how are you today? Well, I'm doing great. That's so swell.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyhow, Chuck, it is great that you were here. And
yes.
Since I'm going to follow another rule from Chuck's guidebook, which is you don't randomly jump around, you follow the path. That does mean it's now Dave's turn. So Dave, how are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me as always. And it's Friday and it's warm and I was rushing home from work, but I'm glad to be here.
Glad you are here too. And Patrice, now we are kind of middling because centering. We are centering because you and Dave are sort of center corners, which is, I mean, there are brownie pans that let everything be corners. I'm sorry. Patrice, how are you?
On that random note. No, I'm doing good. It's really warm here today and it's been a long day already, but I'm very happy it's the weekend. I'm very happy it's the Mac Show, and I'm super excited that it's finally WWDC weekend. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I checked, the last keynote was almost exactly 9 months ago. In September, wow. That was the September iPhone keynote on, what was that? The 7th of September last year.
You know, it's been a really long time. I didn't realize mm-hmm. that long. Wow.
Yeah, there was no October event, only press releases. There was no spring event, only press releases. Mm-hmm. So it's been a while. We haven't done this in so long. I mean, I don't know if we ever even remember how this whole thing works. So we'll see.
It will all come together.
Patrice, we don't know how the regular, show works.
Well, but it's because there is no regular show.
Fair.
It's every Fair. Time a new thing.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. Hey, Ben, how Yo. Are you?
I am great.
Excellent. And the kids, how are the kids? For the rest of you, that means cats.
Yes, they are currently sleeping on the bed.
Excellent.
which hopefully means they will not be trying to climb up my leg, knock over monitors, or unplug the continuity camera.
Well, the day is young, so we can live in hope.
Yes.
Or eat the camera.
Or eat the camera. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't give him ideas.
Right. Yep. Okay. So I said it's keynote poker day, and Patrice is the woman with all the details. So, Patrice, please take it away.
Okay. So, before we dive into the keynote poker, I went back to last year's keynote poker, last year's WWDC keynote poker, to see who won. And just to give you an idea how good we are at this, last year, so WWDC 2022, Chuck won with 1 point. So everybody else was in the negative. That's how good we are.
That's all it took.
All it took, exactly, for Chuck to win. I mean, there was still, I think the next one was, -7 or something. So that's, it wasn't even close. And I also had a look at the annual BS for 2023. For those who have forgotten about it, that is our predictions for this year. Just to see, where things stand. And, I mean, Jeff, for you, it's going to be interesting because you said Apple will release an AR-VR developer kit. Whereas I said there will be no headset that ships to real customers this year. So this is going to be an interesting one. Apple will announce a product with a third-party ARM processor. I mean, the year is still young, so anything could happen. We'll see. Yeah, whose
prediction was that?
That was Ben's.
Okay.
That was Ben's. Jeff, you said that you would score, or Apple would score, at least 2 major Academy Awards this year. That did not happen. A significantly larger iPad release this year, so 14 plus inches for me. And again, Ben, there will be an option to run macOS on an iPad. Well, we'll see about that. And what did we else? Oh yeah, Jeff, a dock for the iPad Pro that turns the iPad into a desktop with I/O ports. We'll see about that.
That just keeps coming up for me.
Yeah.
I really want that.
Yeah, I said no USB-C iPhone. We'll see. We'll see about that one. And Ben's last prediction was Apple Silicon native version of Steam will be announced at WWDC. So that one we will be able to grade soon, I would say. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's still a lot open in this yearly predictions, and I think a lot can still go wrong with them, as always. So just wanted to give you some context before we dive in. So as for this year's keynote poker, so as a refresher, if you have never listened to that, if this is the first time, or if, well, it's been 9 months since we've done this, here are the rules, how this works. So the keynote poker consists of 2 rounds. In each round, each panelist introduces 1 prediction about the upcoming Apple event. This case, WWDC keynote. Predictions cannot be repeated by other panelists. So once someone has picked it, it's off the table. So if 2 people say Apple introduces a new headset, only 1 person can get that one. Predictions have to be concrete and have to be deemed risky enough to warrant the bet. So that is something that we will pay attention to. If you tell me the next iOS will be announced, I would say even just saying there will be a headset is probably not super risky at this point. So we have to judge that a little bit and say, okay, maybe you have to add something about the headset, for example, in order to have some risk attached to it, because otherwise it's just boring. I mean, if everybody just says the obvious things, then this is boring. So let's try to be creative. For each prediction, the entire panel, including the person who introduced it, gets to bet points from -5, which means absolutely not, never, ever going to happen. Well, never, ever at that event. Or +5, which means, yeah, absolutely, this is going to happen, guaranteed. And then after the event, we will judge the predictions, and predictions are incorrect if it's either announced by the presenter or shown on a slide during the presentation. any information that surfaces after the event, but what was not announced during the presentation does not count. So State of the Union, websites, any other marketing material that Apple puts out later that might add some things, doesn't matter. If it's not set on stage, it's not shown on stage on a, like, you know, they have the slides in the background, then that's it. And then for each prediction, you can either win the points or you bet or lose them, depending on whether you were correct or not. So yeah, positive, like if the prediction is correct, positive bet wins, negative lose. If it's incorrect, the other way around. Mm-hmm. And of course, the person with the most points wins the BTN keynote poker. And if there's a tie, which hasn't happened so far, but it's always possible, we'll use the good old method of asking Siri for a coin toss to decide the winner. So one example how this could work is I predict that Tim Cook will wear a yellow bow tie, and I bet 5 points, and Jeff says, no, it's going to be blue, bets minus 3 points, and then Tim wears a rainbow colored one. Then Jeff gets 3 points and I lose 5 because I was wrong and Jeff was correct. Correct in not agreeing with me. So that, those are the rules. Any questions so far before we go into the meaty bits?
Just one statement. If this is as packed a keynote as I think it's going to be, I think there will definitely be people who lose on the show because something is shown in the state, the platform.
Yes, I have a feeling that's going to happen. So I used the good old random.org list randomizer to come up with a random order of panelists. And the order is Chuck will go first, then me, then Ben, then Jeff, and then Dave. And of course, as we go through, we will rotate, always starting with the person who predicted. So let's start. Let's dive in round one. And Chuck, what is your first prediction?
So I think it's kind of low-hanging fruit at this point that there will be some kind of AR, VR thing introduced. I'm going to predict, though, that the price will not be more than $1,999.
Okay. So
if there's one introduced, but there's
been
so much
that talk. That is implied. If there's nothing introduced, then you lose. So
yeah. I'm gonna bet 4 points on that.
So okay, 4 points. Let me real quick price this correctly, so write it down correctly. So the price of the AR VR headset is less than $19.99 in dollars, I guess.
Right, and at the bottom level, I mean, they're obviously
okay. Well, so the base price, maybe base the base price.
You know,
yeah, okay, base price. That's base a good price. Way to say it. Yeah,
base okay. price under $2,000.
Yep,
that's how I would phrase it, because it could be $19.99 in the way okay. right now. If it's $19.99, Chuck loses.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say 2,000.
Under 2,000. Okay.
That's okay. Good. And you said it's a plus 4. I am honestly, I'm gonna say that is a minus 5 for two reasons. One, I don't think there will be a price announced, and two, I think it will be more than 2,000. So we'll see about that. Ben, what's your bet on this one?
I'm going to do a push.
Okay. Which means?
Which means zero.
Ooh, okay. So
because here's my reasoning on this. The Meta Quest 3 announcement got in my head a little bit. And I mean, if it's a Reality Pro, Chuck wins. If they announce both a Reality and a Reality Pro, I think there is a good chance at a sub $1,000 device.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So you're basically not betting anything. Okay.
Correct.
See, I'll tell you later why I don't think that'll happen, but I respect your thinking. Mm-hmm. I just don't agree.
I mean, sometimes you also have to work strategically at this. If you're not sure, exactly. go with zero.
You know, based on scores we typically get, zero isn't a bad way to go.
Yeah, you might actually win if you go always with zero. Right.
I mean, Ben could vote zero on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And still we're and then we keep betting wrong and we all have negative. Ben wins with zero.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I'm gonna go with -5.
-5. Okay.
And for the same reasons that you did, Patrice. And I fully expect this means that Chuck just nailed it and there will be a $2,000 headset.
Of course.
Yep.
I mean, let's not forget Chuck won last year. So,
right.
With 1 point. Yeah,
yeah, but you still won, right?
It was a resounding victory.
Overall, you were still more correct than us.
Your win was a positive number. That's a solid victory right there.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to laugh so hard when we have the keynote poker game where the winner wins with -1 or -2. Because they would have to check if that hasn't happened yet.
That might have happened. Dave, how about you?
I'll probably go a little lower. I'm going to do a -3, and the reason I do that is I have maybe some possibilities that that they're going to announce the price, but I don't think they will because Apple's track record with new products, they tend to just announce it and then announce the price later. So,
yeah. Sounds reasonable.
That's the other reason for my push.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean you can't go wrong then because either way,
zero. Ben wins round one.
That's yeah, right. I would say so. Yeah. Either way, it's a zero. So my prediction is next. Let's see which one I'm going to go with. I'm going to say fitness is one of the highlighted AR/VR headset features. So what I mean with that is they will use fitness, some sort of fitness feature to show like what you can do with the headset. Sounds reasonable, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go with a 5 on that one.
Five.
Let me put that. +5, yes. So, Ben, what do you think about that?
I think I happen to agree with you, +5. I think the headset would go really, really well with Apple Fitness Plus.
Hell yes. And that's what I'm actually hoping for. It's one of the big reasons why I would buy it.
Yeah, and if you look at existing VR, AR platforms, fitness is also a big thing there.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, your thoughts and your bet on this one?
I have a really hard time believing that Apple would roll out an AR/VR headset without fitness being one of the features that they tout.
Yeah.
The question is, do they mention it in the keynote or is that a later thing that they mentioned?
Right. And so now I have to think strategically on my vote, mm-hmm. or my bet, because what I want to do is bet 5, because I think you're absolutely right. But if you're wrong and I bet 4, I still beat you because I lost one less point than you did.
Correct. But if I win, I get one more point than you.
Right. So you can see my dilemma here.
Yes.
You know what? I'll just go all in. Let's give it a 5. Okay.
That's
yes. Fine. Yeah, Jeff, sure. The fact that I am betting 5 should tell you how confident I am on this.
Why no? I mean, you're Mr. Zero and you bet 5. Yes. So, yeah.
Okay. Dave, is that something you would be agreeing with?
I agree. I think I'll go with the +5. The fitness is just a big, huge thing. We've talked about it on the show many times. they've expanded Fitness Plus, and then there's no question that Apple's been really doing some focus on fitness. So, yeah, plus five.
Oh, nice. And Chuck.
Okay, would you restate it, Patrice? Because I want to make sure I've...
Okay. Fitness is one of the highlighted AR/VR headset features. So, meaning there is a fitness...
So fitness is one example.
Or...
Okay. So during the keynote, when they're showing off the headset, one of the things that they're going to highlight in that part of the prezzo is fitness.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll put that actually in. Fitness is highlighted during the presentation. Let's put it this way. That's clear.
Okay, I'm going to go with plus five.
Okay.
I'll go with plus five.
So that means either we lose all or we win all. And other than bragging rights, I won nothing. So,
mm-hmm. But there's value in bragging rights.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes right. There is.
I like Jeff's logic. It seems like if there's an AR/VR headset, that almost has to be some component of it.
Yeah. And I mean, between the promotional period, materials, and Meta being scared enough to bump up the announcement of a new product several months, all signs point to yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if Apple had representatives from OnlyFans come out on stage?
God, Jeff!
Well, that's fitness, right?
I mean, sure.
She's a goat.
But you want to sell a metric truckload of these? That's the mm-hmm. industry that you bring out on stage.
That's the industry you make your money off, but don't bring up on stage.
I was just going to say, it's not going to matter whether they're on stage or not. That's going to be a huge use.
So, Ben, what's your first prediction?
Trying to think about exactly how I word this.
Yeah, wording is important.
Well, based on the way I word things, don't worry. You'll be fine.
Okay.
I'm the guy that just said, what if OnlyFans shows up on stage? So you've got this.
A major game will be announced during the keynote.
How would we know it's a major game?
Yeah, my
question. So something that I even would recognize as, okay, this is a bigger franchise, and yes, I know what that is.
A major studio and or person in the gaming industry. For instance, I forget how to pronounce his name, but the guy from Metal Gear announces a new game, Hideo Kojima. For instance, if he were to announce a game, that would be a major. If a major studio like EA, Ubisoft, that type of thing announces a game, that would be major.
Okay. So basically, if I recognize it, not being a gamer, then I know it's major.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, for clarification, it has to be announced, not simply shown.
Well, announcing, showing it is announcing it.
We would have a video where
it's doing clips of stuff bouncing along.
But then we wouldn't know what it was, right? I think the important piece here is that we also know that it was a major game and not just a random video playing.
Yeah.
So and they would have to at least say, hey, and there is like whatever this major game coming, even if it's like half a sentence.
Yeah. And I will also say this, it has to be one that was not previously announced. If they show off a VR version of No Man's Sky, that doesn't count.
Okay.
Ben, I was going to ask that. So it has to be a brand new title or?
Brand new title.
Brand new
to Apple. I was going to say, brand new to Apple platforms title.
Okay, that's fair.
Is No Man's Sky on anything right now?
It came out on Mac this week. Mm-hmm. Before it was on like everything else.
Okay, to repeat this. So a major game not previously announced on Apple platforms will be announced during the keynote.
Yes.
Okay. Major studio or person from the industry will announce it. It's like a comment. Okay, how much do you want to bet on this one, Ben? 17.
Five
fingers. five finger discount.
Okay. So five. Good. Jeff.
Okay. I think that this is exactly what Apple had planned, and it was going to be No Man's Sky VR. However, No Man's Sky, what is it? Hello Games?
Yes.
They screwed themselves out of the keynote by dropping too many hints ahead of time. And I think that's also why they dropped the game released the game for the public this week ahead of the keynote, which means that Apple would have to scramble to find another major game company to do a big announcement about at the event. So, because I love this idea, but I think it's wrong, I'm going to go plus three so that when it's wrong, I lose less points than you.
Mm-hmm. Dave, what are your thoughts about this one?
So, yeah, I mean, No Man's Sky has been the big discussion since it was announced on the Mac. But you're actually saying that, excuse me, you're actually saying that something else is going to be announced, an additional game besides this one?
Yes, something that has not previously been announced on an Apple platform. It can be a game that has existed on other platforms and is being ported to an Apple platform, but it cannot be have previously existed on iOS, iPadOS, or macOS.
And I'm assuming you have a game in mind. Or do you?
Well, the Mac gaming platform right now is so barren.
It could be practically anything.
Yeah, it could be practically anything.
No Man's Sky is going to be a game changer, I think.
Yeah, I can guarantee this will be. They will talk about it, and we'll learn when it is coming to the Mac or to Apple's app stores. But it is not a new game.
Okay.
Since it was announced last year.
I'll go along with Jeff. I'll give it a little extra points. Go plus three.
Plus three. Okay. Chuck, what about you? I know gaming is hard. Like, hard to judge.
Gaming is not my thing. So,
yeah,
you know what? I think I'm not going to put myself in a hole either way. I think I'm going to do a Ben and do a zero.
Mm. Smart man.
I don't know enough. Pardon me. I don't know enough about gaming. And so I just feel like, somebody, I think Dave was asking, you know, does Ben have a game in mind? Well, if that's the case, if Ben has something in mind, then is it really fair to say they'd be announcing it? So,
how about if I toss out a game idea for you? Okay. We know that Lego games are incredibly popular. What if they do one of them as a VR game? So you get to run around in Lego Star Wars or whatever, and when it comes time to build or break the brick things apart, you're actually getting to do it yourself. That would be fracking cool.
Question is that a major game or major studio in our definition?
Yeah.
Depend. So
I'd be okay calling the Lego games major studio because it's Lego, but they work with big studios to produce the games. So it'd be like a big, a high profile game.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna bet against Ben, and for multiple reasons. One, strategically, it makes sense to do so, because all of you bet like at least, well, except for Chuck, all of you bet at least a couple points. And the second reason is, I think this keynote is gonna be jam packed, and jam packed with new things. And while they might talk about games, like, because that would make sense for the headset, I'm not sure they will want to go with like a big flashy announcement this time around of something nobody has heard of before or nobody has heard of on Apple's platform. So I think, I mean, they might show a game that has existed before that people are familiar with and so on, just to show like how cool this known quantity can be on the headset. I don't think they're going to toss out a new thing. If they want to do that, they will do that either in like in the fall or something, when they actually start, like when they do the big event to actually start selling it and repeating everything. Because this is the first announcement, and this is the developer thing. And we know from the Apple Watch and iPad and so on, there's a second event where they once again highlight things, and that might be the time when they do that. So I'm going to go with -4 on this one.
Crap. Patrice, you just won this round.
I'm not so sure. I either won it or I completely lost it.
No,
so.
I think you got it. And I'm going to add another point to the why you got it list. No Man's Sky was announced this time last year, and it didn't drop until a couple days ago, a year later.
Right.
But Apple does not want that to happen again.
But
well, if the headset comes later, then they could maybe say, oh, it's coming next year with the headset. So possible.
Thank you.
But Jeff, Resident Evil Village released in the fall.
No. That's a good argument.
Mm-hmm.
I think Patrice still won this round.
We'll see about that. So who's next on the list? Jeff, that would be your prediction next.
All right. Now I do have a headset related prediction, but since we've done we kind of have a headset theme happening right now, so I'm going to mix it up and do something different. And Ben's already worried.
It's like t-shirt time or shirt time,
right? Okay. No, I'm not even going to do the shirt.
Oh.
So
good. So I don't have to pay attention to shirts.
I was about to say, Jeff, we want you to do the shirt. We don't care about the pants because we can't see it.
Fair.
Okay.
I'm going to predict the name of this year's Mac OS.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Stole mine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, unless it's the same, too late. We'll find out yours.
No.
Okay.
I got plenty of others.
So my... What I feel it should be named, but this is not what it's going to be named. What it should be named is Winchester House, because of the dumpster fire that system settings is.
No, that would have been last year, Seth.
Okay, true.
I hate system settings.
So instead, they're going to go with their fallback choice. And this year is going to be macOS Balboa.
Yo, Adrian!
Well, I just saw that the other day. The street sign, it says getting off at exit Balboa.
This year's macOS will be named Balboa. That's your prediction, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how many points do you give that?
There's no logic at all. I kind of liked how it sounded. And I feel like since I'm presenting this with so much excitement, I'm obligated to go +5.
I thought you would say 0.
No, I'm going to own my bad prediction.
Okay.
So I'm going to get exactly what I deserve out of this. And
everybody
and if
else
it turns
points?
Out that I'm right, then I'm going to laugh at all of you.
Yeah, it's true. So Dave, what do you think? Is this likely? Is this going to happen?
-5. No way.
-5.
That's probably a really good bet.
I think so. Chuck, what about you? Good name.
Sorry, Jeff. I was kind of rooting for Mac OS Oxnard, but
that would have been awesome.
I got to go minus five. I think just trying to outguess Apple on this stuff is
outguessing the stoned crackpots marketing team. Not a good idea.
Yeah,
but see, that's why they're not going to go with Sequoia, because they're too stoned to be able to spell it.
Jeff, I wondered about Redwood, but
I thought about Redwood also.
That's not exactly a place.
It's national park.
Yeah, it's a Redwood National Park. Yeah, and it's close to San Francisco. So yeah, that's actually not a bad name.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna follow everybody else and say minus five. Like, I mean, it's so unlikely. I mean, it's possible, but it's very, very unlikely. So.
I
not gonna happen. You agree, and you still put it in. Ben, you follow us, or you have a different opinion?
Definitely a negative five. I was going to do a push on anything but this, because it could be anything. But here's the thing:
it could be anything except Balboa.
Yeah, see, Balboa is a definite reference to Rocky. Rocky is the Rocky franchise is owned by MGM, which is in turn owned by Amazon.
It's also a very beautiful park.
Yes.
That's true, yeah.
It's a beautiful park, but it's one of those where I don't think Apple would want to get into a possible legal fight over the Rocky trademarks.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So the rumbling I heard on podcasts about it possibly being Skyline makes sense.
Well, Vitici, so
yes.
Skyline?
Yeah, he wants Skyline for some reason. No, that's not going to happen either.
Balboa is more likely than Skyline.
Yes.
Yes. I was just saying, the ones I think aren't going to happen are Balboa and Snow Ventura.
Snow Ventura. Oh my God. Snow Ventura is awesome.
I kind of like shortening that to Snowtura.
Snowtura.
Yeah.
So, Dave.
Now I'm thinking about churros.
You're welcome.
Churros. Yep. So Dave, what's your prediction in this round?
Well, I've been skeptical about this for a while, and they've been trying to announce this for, I mean, there have been rumors that they're going to announce this all the time, and you're probably going to, everybody's going to hit a plus five on this, but I think the Mac Pro is finally going to get announced. I mean, we've got the iMac, the 27-inch. I don't think that's going to happen. Are they going to upgrade the iMacs? Probably with the M2, but I think the Mac Pro is a long time coming. I know it's probably an easy answer, but who knows? Apple may back off on it because they know the processor speeds are insanely fast on the Mac Studio. And they may do something with the Mac Studio. That was rumor that they were going to bump that up, but I think they're going to finally, even though they're going to probably do that too, I think they're going to finally announce it. I'm going to give it a plus five.
Good one. Plus five.
I just want to give my reasoning because, I know you guys are going to be like, because the Mac Pro has been one since 2019, so it's been a long time.
Maybe someone says, no, it's not going to happen. They're never going to release it. No. So
it's possible. We'll see. The Mac Studio. I wanted to give that reference just in case. Yeah, it's way away from it.
Okay. But I would say risky enough still because, I mean, we don't know. They might not do it at all. So I would say it's fine.
Exactly.
So check your thoughts on that one.
Oh boy, that's one darn you, David, because I want this machine to come out for a couple reasons. First, I want to see it, and second, I just want to shut all of the people up that keep griping about it. But I'm just not sure if you. I almost feel like it has to be an M3 machine because there's still been talk of M3. So I'm gonna go plus three on this. I think it's possible. And maybe you'll see an M2 Mac Pro, and then there will be eventually be upgrade options, very pricey upgrade options, but
yes. I think I'll say M2 Pro. It'll start there and or could even start the Max and then Ultra.
Yeah, I would guess it starts at the Max. I mean, the Studio starts with the Max, so I think that would make sense. I think Pro is too low for that one.
Yeah, Pro's too low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is an emotional vote, but yeah, plus three.
I'm debating on this one. So I have a prediction probably for the next round that's related to that, which I strongly feel about. So yeah, I'm going to go with plus five on this one. I'm debating because, I mean, it could also be that they just postpone it until fall and say, like, now is not the time. But for the reason of my next round pick, I'm gonna go with that because I think there is a developer story to that. Like, if it was just, hey, there's a new Mac Pro, like, I don't know, it looks exactly the same, and hey, it has an M3 in it, I don't think they would spend the time during an already packed keynote. Mm-hmm. But since I think there is a developer story coming with that one, I think they're gonna do it. So, plus five for me. Ben, your thoughts?
I'm going to go with a push.
Okay.
Well, you're like
push
that.
It. Push it.
Baby. But push it. Here's a reason
push
for
it. Real good.
I think they might do it, but I think the better play would be a second generation Mac Studio. I haven't seen so far. Apple Silicon has shown itself to be very, very good in certain aspects, and specifically with mobile and small form factor. I mean, the Mac Studio has shown itself to be kind of the very good high end to what Apple Silicon is capable of. If they were basically to stick a second generation Mac Studio inside a Mac Pro case, I think that would go over as well as the trash can. And I think Apple knows that. The reason why we haven't seen a Mac Pro up to this point is that with the technology they have currently in Apple Silicon, I think they've listened to feedback with some of the larger clients for the Mac Pro who have definitely seen prototypes and it's just not what they're looking for. They're looking for something more traditional. And I think Apple's going to wait to release the Mac Pro until they get it right. Which might be now.
Yeah.
And I think if a Mac Pro is released, it might be on third-party ARM hardware, because I don't think the Mac Pro community is going to go for anything less than upgradable RAM and error-correcting RAM.
We'll see about that. I said I have a prediction for next round about that, and maybe that will change things, but. Okay, so but you talked a lot about not, like, it's not going to happen, and then you give it a zero. So interesting.
I think there's a chance Apple will release something with the Mac Pro name. I think if they do, it's going to be a mistake.
We'll see about that. So Jeff, after all of that, everything you've listened to, what's your take on it and your bet?
Okay, so let me start with Dave. Turnabout is fair play. One of my predictions is so very close to yours that that I have to take mine off the table. And because it is so close to mine, I feel obligated to give it a plus five, regardless of what's actually happening. So yes, I'm voting emotional here. If this one gets a plus five. Mm-hmm. That said, we have gone so long without the Mac Pro getting its silicon transition, and Apple has said that every Mac is going to their own hardware. I think because of that, it would be seen as a failure on the company's part, at least internally, if they went to anyone else's silicon to make this happen.
What do you agree?
So it's either an M series processor or not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that Apple has been working very hard on what they need to do to overcome the stumbling blocks that Ben rightly pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think we're going to get the Mac Pro announcement. It's not going to be available at the keynote. Nope.
Not even sure he will get it this year. But
yeah. So my prediction was that Apple is going to give us a preview of the Mac Pro coming at a later date. And Dave's is it totally nails that. It will be announced. A preview would be an announcement. So, yep. Plus five.
Hey. And that concludes round one. And you know what's also a plus five, Jeff?
I do. TSO host.
TSO host.
That wow, one is tag not team. Look at that. At all.
Did you rehearse that?
Wow. No, but did we really need to?
No.
But it's true. TSO host is absolutely awesome because they are giving us the bandwidth we need so that we can live stream shows like this to you every single week and give you amazing impromptu transitions like we just did. You don't get to see that just anywhere, but you do get to see it here, and you get to see it because TSO host is giving us that bandwidth. They're also giving us the hosting space we need and the server space we need to hold all the recording files so you can watch or listen to episodes whenever you want. I know I say it's not hyperbole when I say that without TSO host, we would not be here. And it's absolutely true. The resources it takes to do all of this is way beyond what we would be able to manage. So the generosity that they're showing by being here and supporting us is just absolutely awesome. Now, what we can do to show our appreciation is just go out on our favorite social medias and let them know that we appreciate TSO host is here supporting BTN. All you have to do. That said, because they're so good at what they do, if you need to buy domain names, if you need to get some hosting set up for your website, why not use them? Because we're a great test case to show you just how reliable they are. Our website doesn't go down. Our streams are flawless. There you go. So go ahead and find those domain names that you need and pop them into your cart. And then add in your hosting for packages for what you need. Boom, all in your cart. And then add in the discount code BTN20. And when you do that, you get 20% off your order. And that is absolutely awesome and super generous. Not only are they helping us out, but because you're a BTN fan, they're giving you a little something too. So thank you, TSO host, for being here and supporting us. Patrice, do you want to do the tell people where they can find the chat? Or
yeah, real quick, we'll do the shortened version. So there's a live chat. If you want to join it, you can do that every week, Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time for the big show, and also Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time for the Mac show. Head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com. The other one is the live stream, and you're in. And if you want to get the chat transcript, which today is not going to be super interesting, there's not a lot going on in the live chat, you can head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, put in today's date, which is the recording date, 2nd of June 2023, and then you will see everything that was talked about in the chat. So that was the shortened version.
Awesome. Thank you.
And good.
Which right now is Patrice saying, hey, yeah, and me putting up an ad.
Hell yes. So let's start with round number two. And that means, Chuck, it's your turn again.
How many rounds are we doing?
Only two.
Only two.
So this is your final pick.
So what color shirt?
There's an ungraded section at the bottom. At the end, we can mention things that just for bragging rights we thought but weren't important enough to bet on.
Okay. In that case, I want to go. I've been revising my predictions here as we went. So I'm going to predict that they are going to upgrade the Mac Mini to, with the top end being the M2 Ultra.
An Ultra Mini.
Yeah. An Ultra Mini.
So upgrade to the Mac Mini to the M2 Ultra at the top end.
Right. Right now, the M2 and M2 Pro are the top processors in Mac Mini. And I'm thinking that
I think, can't you get a Max? No, you can only get the Pro, right?
Yeah, you can. And I mean, on the Studio, you can get the M1 Max or M2 Mini.
Oh, it's true, because the Studio starts with a Max. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I just feel like there's so much to be done right now with the Mini. And I may shoot myself in the foot there, because there may be Mac Studio that gets upgraded in that direction. And they leave the Mini alone. But I think that the Mini will get an upgrade.
How many points do you bet on that one?
Three.
Plus three. Okay. So I'm going to bet against you. And the reason is very simple. While I love my Mini and I have an M2 Mini, this keynote is too packed with other things to talk about. They're not going to talk about it in the keynote. They might very well do it and just do a press release or something before or after, and somebody say, hey, you can now get this option on a Mac Mini, go for it. But I don't think they got it. I don't think it is, this upgrade is important enough that they would mention it even in the keynote. So minus five for that one. Okay. Let's go all in.
My feelings aren't hurt at all.
Doesn't sound like it. So Ben, do you want to hurt Chuck's feelings or?
Yeah, negative five.
Negative five.
Negative five.
Not even a push.
Not even a push.
The old Intel Ben wouldn't bet against this, but here's the thing: why the Intel Mac Mini using the same cooling system was able to cool a desktop i7. There's a reason the Mac Mini Max, aka the Mac Studio, exists, because it's able to, for most tasks, passively cool the Max and Ultra chips.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it does have a fan, so for the Max especially, it needs a bigger cooling system for the Mac CPUs.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would even work. Well, it would only work if it was throttled somehow.
Yeah, and the Studio literally has the same footprint as the Mini. Mm-hmm. It's just taller for additional cooling. And literally, the chips are delineated now, where you have the M1 and the Pro in the Mini, and the Max and the Ultra in the Studio.
Yeah. Ultra is the one with the extra cooling.
Yeah. If a Mac Pro replaces the Studio, I could see a Max coming to the next generation Mac Mini. But I don't think it can cool an Ultra.
Mm-hmm. That's a good explanation.
It is a good explanation. The only thing is that the Mac Mini right now is running the M2 and the M2 Pro.
Yeah.
And so I don't know enough about the specs on the on an M2 Max or Ultra, but it, I mean, I think it's really interesting that the M2s have not made their way into the Mac Studio.
Yeah, and they might be.
Yeah, so I mean that may be one of the things we hear.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I think we're going to find out the answer during this keynote.
Well, they might not mention it at all. So.
I'll bet five. I'll bet 5 points on that statement. Yeah, that's.
Okay, Jeff, your thoughts on this one?
Discounting physics.
That's a good start.
That's a good start. Physics out the window. No. Well, I love the idea of an M2 Ultra Mac Mini. I don't think it's actually going to happen because one of the things that Apple does, which has been alluded to during this conversation, is create these delineations between products by using different mm-hmm. processors. And I think mm-hmm. this is one line they're not going to cross because of that delineation between Mac Mini and Mac Studio. So, I don't think it would happen because of that. I also think that even if there is some sort of upgrade to the Mac Mini, there would be enough other things happening in the keynote that Apple would just do a press release. So mm-hmm. as much as I love you, Chuck, I'm with Patrice and Ben, and I have to go -5.
All right. So, okay. Dave, you're also going to bet -5, or do you agree?
Yes. -5. Okay. What -5. Jeff said.
What Jeff said. Okay.
Agree 100% with Jeff.
I am going to lose. They're going to so big.
They're going to keep the Mini as the base model. It's going to start with the M2, then go to M Pro, just like it is now.
Okay, so that means it is my turn for prediction. And I, as I said before, I have one that might change things on the Mac Pro side. So my prediction is a new compute module is introduced that allows tasks to be offloaded. That may or may not be for the Mac Pro. It could also be for another Mac or for multiple Macs or whatever, but I think the Mac Pro would be perfect for that. So two things about that. One, remember the current Mac Pro that they're selling has these modules you can put in. I think it's mostly graphics cards. There's some there's some special chip things that you can put in to like speed up things. There was the compute module string that was found, I think, a couple of months ago in some code somewhere in iOS. There is distributed actors that was introduced in Swift last year. So you can have like basically compute things distributed across multiple machines. And I think this would be really interesting because what Ben said about Intel and about what the professionals need, they might need sometimes an iOS device to run something or iOS processor to run something. Sometimes mm-hmm. they might need an Intel maybe. And have a compute module maybe with an Intel CPU or a third-party ARM CPU, like if that is really something, I don't know, that one I'm sketchy on. But definitely Intel or some other chip, or like, I don't know, you need three M3 Ultras or something like that. Why not? For anything that is that like tasks, like video encoding or whatever that you can just split up, and run in parallel and have as many things in parallel as possible, I think that would be a really good and very flexible design. So there's like a main CPU, and then you can add as many different things like graphics cards, CPUs, whatever. And those are in itself little computers. And they're linked closer to the main machine, to the coordinator, basically. But you can decide what you want. You can have extra RAM. You can have whatever you want. And I think that would be... Yeah, that would be the way to go with this one. So +5 on that one. And that's the developer story because developers will have to change their code to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So Ben, your turn.
I'm going to bet one.
Okay.
I would, because of this, if there is a Mac Pro, they're going to be having to think so far out of the box to get it done on Apple Silicon.
Mm-hmm.
I think they what they if it's going to happen, they go back to the MDX cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of them, right? I forget.
Yes. I think MDX sounds about right.
Yeah. If you could put three compute modules in there with up to M2 Ultra each, that would be able to match the power of the Intel Xeon mm-hmm. Mac Pros.
Yeah.
I mean, not just in CPU performance, which it can do now, but in GPU performance without having to come out with a completely separate line of system on chips mm-hmm. or ARM-based processors that, quite frankly, Apple might not make enough Mac Pros to be able to afford its own dedicated chip.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the problem. Like they couldn't make it work any other way.
Yeah. Why I'm only betting one, like I said, this is something Apple would have to come so far out of left field on and create brand new interconnect technology to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Mac Pro could literally have to wait for the third generation of Apple Silicon or the Mac Apple Silicon
mm-hmm.
for the technology exists to get it done. Right.
I think you're right, and they have all the bits and pieces for it. Like, I mean, they've had chips, like they've had, the what was it called? The control bar, touch bar? What was it called?
Yeah.
Touch bar. I mean, that was a little iOS thing, and that was years ago. They've had things like that. So I think they've built up to doing this. But you're right. Yeah, it's definitely on the left field, and I hope it's true. So who's next on the list? Jeff, your all thoughts. Right.
Patrice, I've been listening to mm-hmm. your arguments and to Ben's arguments, and it made me think, if we're thinking outside the box, what if the Mac Pro has been with us all along and we didn't know it? Now, wait.
I was about to say, Jeff, right now we can't even see the damn box.
Right? Fair. Okay. So here's where I'm going with this. What if the Mac Pro is actually the compute modules?
Mm-hmm.
So you buy the MacBook Pro you need, you might buy the Mac Studio you need, whatever. And it becomes a Mac Pro when you buy the compute modules, and then you build out of that what your custom computer is, starting with like a MacBook Pro or a Mac Studio.
It's possible.
I mean,
Thunderbolt 4, there's a lot of things that's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, since the box is like way, way out there, so far out there that, yeah, I don't know where it is anymore.
I was about to say Thunderbolt 4, they would have to have way more interconnect bandwidth than Thunderbolt 4.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But, you know, we've already established I toss physics out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that in mind,
for dedicated tasks that might not be necessary. I mean, I could do that 10 years ago with Final Cut. You could, or with what was it called? Compressor, I think. You could distribute your rendering job across multiple machines, and all it did was like move the data over and then run it independently. That might be possible with Thunderbolt 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So see precedent for this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I love the arguments you guys came up with, and I love the absolute crackpot idea that that I spun out of that. So I am all in. Let's give this a plus five.
Good. Dave, what do you think?
I listen to everybody here. I kind of just tend to agree with what Jeff says and the rest of the panel. I'm just going to make it simple. I'll do a plus five.
All right. Okay. And Chuck, are you in on the crackpot or are you out?
Well, I've been accused of being a crackpot plenty of times, but I'm I'm just going to mix it up so the math is a little weird, and I'm going to do a plus two.
Plus two, okay.
Maybe cut my losses from some of the
So you'll lose less.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll lose less if you're wrong. All right, but we're all positive on it. That's interesting.
And I don't want to point out, points. I'm voting emotionally, mm-hmm. just down the line.
Yeah, I mean that's totally fine.
Yeah,
Ben,
yeah,
Sorry.
I was to say I'm voting analytically across the line.
Yeah, I'm usually also more emotional. Ben, what's your final prediction for today?
I should have written these down.
that would have helped. I can give you a couple.
I did.
Yeah. In fact, what I should have done was just take all of Mike's from Connected and Upgrade. But oh, what the hell? I think. I remember what it is.
Okay. Don't hurt yourself, man.
There will be a major push to interconnected apps between Apple platforms. In this case, they are going to announce a widget system that will be based on a new kind of watch kit app or whatever replaces WatchKit that will also be the new actionable widgets on iOS, iPadOS, and the Mac.
So are you saying that you write one widget and that one widget as compiled runs on all hardware?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They start cutting down on developer bandwidth and start thinking in terms of Apple as a platform instead of multiple. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a 20-minute break right now while Patrice writes that up.
Yeah, I've already tried. So I phrased it this way. They will announce a new widget system across all Apple platforms.
Yes.
Okay.
Make that a actionable widget system.
A new actionable widget system. Okay. All right. And Ben, what's your bet on that one? Three. Okay.
Not even confident.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, for Ben, that's confident.
I was going to say, I think if they completely redo watchOS, this is happening. Yeah, because they would only have to work on the code one time,
mm-hmm.
and make it a hell of a lot easier for developers.
Yeah, and with Swift UI, that's totally doable.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Also, I'm not much of a gambler.
So, Jeff, your thoughts on that one?
I really like this idea a lot. And if Ben likes it enough that he'll give it a plus three, let's go all in. Plus five.
Wow.
I'm gonna lose 5 points, but I vote emotionally for this.
Yes. Dave, your bet on this one and your thoughts.
I'll go, yeah. There's been rumor about the widgets and the complete overhaul to WatchOS 10, so I agree mm-hmm. that's gonna happen. I'll go a little closer to Jeff. I'll go plus four.
Plus four.
Wow.
Okay. Chuck.
Minus five.
Minus five. All right. Ooh. Now I want to know why.
Minus five, because I think that I the one thing that makes me question that bet is the commentary about redoing WatchOS and widgets. But if anything about the AR/VR headset is true, that's where the big push is going to be. That's where the developers, they're going to want to focus mm-hmm. the developers to get mm-hmm. this thing off the ground. So, Ben, I love the idea. I'm just not sure it's an idea that is going to blossom right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where, I think I mean, even the little hint that went out in the dub invitations about, was it Build New Worlds or something? I forget.
Oh, New Worlds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I think that they're going to really try to focus developers' attention on that new device, and this would be potentially a distraction.
Yeah. Though I have to say, the two thing why iPadOS, the Mac, or iOS, iPadOS, and the Mac are relatively stable platforms, the two that really need work are the Reality OS, which is the new one, and this buddy right here.
Mm-hmm. Well, tvOS too, but that's not
everybody, including us, forgets about that.
Exactly. I'm the Gen X of
operating systems.
And Jeff just alienated most of our audience.
That's true. I'm on the fence on this one. So I totally believe Ben is right that they will do this. I mean, actionable widgets, something developers have been asking for. It needs to be across all Apple platforms. That totally makes sense. I mean, I don't know how they would do it on a Mac, but I think they can figure it out. For me, the big question is this something that they will announce during the show? It might be in whatever there is a session, what's new in widgets or widget kit or something, or it might be what's new in watchOS or like some of the other sessions during the week. It could even be the State of the Union. It might even be mentioned in context of the headset that they say, hey, we have this awesome widget system and this is how you use it. But will they even talk about that this is on the other platforms?
Yeah, and that's I voted plus three.
Yeah, I have my doubts about that. So I'm going to go with Chuck and say it is a minus five. Because I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen this year. It's not going to be announced. And I might be totally wrong about that. But we'll see. Jeff, your final prediction.
All right, my final prediction. Someone that's part of the keynote will be wearing this year's Pride Watch Band. Now, that means if they pan across the attendees that are there and you see someone with a watch band, does not count because they're not a part of the keynote. They are part of the audience.
Okay. Someone who's part of the keynote will wear this year's Pride Band.
Jeff, clarify that. So when you say part of the keynote, you mean someone that has a speaking part or someone that's just showing up like Vanna and, you know, doing...
Yeah, or running through the... through the video.
You mean when Air Force One does cameos?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do they have to be in the video? Or if Tim shows up to the official viewing party wearing the Pride Watch, does that count?
No, that would not count because it has to be part of the official live stream. Mm-hmm. So if they show something before and after and we get to see it, okay. But if they only show the video, then only the video counts.
Correct. Yes. So, I want to say presenters, but there's a lot of people that are actively part of a presentation without being the primary person. Yeah. And I want to include those people as well because they are an active part of the presentation.
Yeah. Like in the fitness presentation, sometimes they have that where there's like multiple people and one person is speaking and the other ones are just doing something.
Yeah. That's why I didn't want to have an argument about this later. So I think that, and that's a really good example, Patrice, because, you know, you might have somebody on a stationary bike, you know, while somebody else is talking. So yeah, good point.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Jeff, plus five, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. I'm emotionally invested in this.
Mm-hmm. Dave, your thoughts?
Yeah.
A big sigh.
Yeah.
I
can see it, but I'm not going to go all in. I'm just going to do a plus two.
Plus two. All right. Any reasons for that? Do you just think you might not see it?
I'm kind of thinking that I'm going to see it, but I'm going on the more conservative side here.
All right. Okay. Chuck, are you going to be conservative too?
This feels like one of those little details that Apple would not miss, given that it's Pride Month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so,
yes. You know what?
Given that, I'm going to go plus five.
Plus five. Okay. I'm going to follow you. I mean, it's Pride Month. It might even be Tim Cook himself wearing it. He always has a new, if there's a new watch band color, he's wearing one of them always. And this is brand new. So yeah, 100% plus five.
No, I'm gonna change mine to plus five too.
Do we allow that?
I agree.
Do we allow changing them retroactively?
I will allow it if everybody else will.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Here's my feeling. If we get on to the next prediction and then someone says, hey, my previous prediction I'm gonna change, no.
No, yeah, I'm doing
but
it
on this prediction,
during the prediction.
We're all among friends. Let's
Okay. One time exception.
One time, okay.
Until the next time.
Hey, it's not going to hurt me anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, you've used up your one exemption.
exactly. So, Ben, also a plus five from you?
I'm going to go with a plus three because I'm doing this analytically.
Okay.
I can guarantee Tim will be wearing it during the showing. When he announces it. But the question is, how long ago was this video shot? Was the Pride Band available to even the upper echelon people who would be presenting at this?
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you, he was like, he had access to it probably 6 months to a year ago. Because before they do it.
Yeah. Which is why I'm giving it a three. Mm-hmm. But there's still that slight doubt in my mind that you would see it on film instead of in person.
So that means the final prediction of today goes to Dave.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty confident they're going to announce the MacBook Air 15-inch. And what I'm going to say is they're going to keep the M2 in the line because not only do I have one, which I absolutely love, it is a very popular model too. So I think they're going to start the base RAM on the MacBook Air 15-inch at 16 gigabytes.
Okay, so today we'll start the base RAM on the new
MacBook Air 15-inch.
Air 15-inch at 16 gigabytes.
I'll do plus
five. All right. And do a plus five. Okay. Chuck, what are your thoughts about this one? Going to happen? Not going to happen?
I think that's a pretty good one. I'm still not sure about the 16. I mean, I think that's the proper thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But to hold the price down.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to go plus three on this.
All right. Okay. Plus three. Plus three. I'm going to go with a minus five on this one. And the reason is very simple. I've said it before. Too much happening. MacBook Air, while it is a rather important machine, I don't think this is the event for it. So I think they will skip it and either do it in September or something, or do a press release. So, not going to happen. Ben, your thoughts on this one?
I will agree with you, Patrice. I will go with a negative two, though.
Mm-hmm.
Only because of the way this is written. I don't think it's going to get 16 gigabytes. Considering that the M2 chip can go up to 24, I think there's a chance they might do a 12, which is a configuration not available on previous MacBook Airs yet.
Yeah. But 12, 16, I just, 24.
For me, it seems too much going up into MacBook Pro category to have 16 be the starting.
Yeah, the MacBook Pro starts at 16.
Yeah.
As far as I know. So yeah, that makes sense. Well, I mean, yeah.
God, we sound like we know what we're talking about, don't we?
Yeah, as always. We are very confident about not knowing anything, basically. So, Jeff, it comes to you for the final bet of today.
All right. I absolutely love this idea. That said, I think there's going to be too much in the keynote for this to be a keynote announcement, and it will be a press release. So as much as I want to go plus five on this, I can't. And so let's go minus five.
You're living in the extreme. Plus five or minus five. There's nothing in between.
I think I hit something in between somewhere today. Did. But yeah, you did. Yes, I've been very
minus
polar.
Five plus
today.
Five plus five. There's a plus three here. Yeah, you're right. There was one plus three in the entire thing. So very good.
But Dave,
all right.
I do love the idea that Apple would start at 16 gigs of RAM, and I'm pretty sure the announcement's coming.
And I mean, I probably should have said, it'll be shown in the specs, but no, I'll stick with what I said.
So that closes the official betting rounds of the keynote poker. Chuck, if you have any non-graded things you want to mention real quick, we can add them to our document.
You know, I kind of fell in love with my own idea that was completely unthought about before, and that is macOS Redwood.
All right.
Awesome.
So macOS is named Redwood. All right. Anything else?
No, that's as far as I'm going to go.
Okay, I got a couple.
Big enough.
Well, I mean, it's ungraded, so like doesn't matter. Like it's just for bragging. So I got a couple that I thought of that I didn't pick. So the health kit or the health app will gain new features. Stage manager will play a role in the AR/VR headset, because I could totally see that being the case, like how things are organized maybe. There will be new features for the iPhone 14 hardware. So the dynamic island or the always on display, like something changes on a lock screen, for example. And Swift UI is center stage for the headset. So basically they're all in on Swift UI and everything. Nothing else anymore. And there's one, actually, I forgot, sorry. Side loading is not mentioned during the keynote. So, you know, there's some side loading, I think in the EU especially, that they have to, I think, enable. And they've been working on it, as far as we know, but I don't think it's going to be mentioned. It might be mentioned during the State of the Union, for all we know, but I don't think they will at all talk about it, because they don't want to highlight that at all. So developers have to know about it, but no, nobody else. Ben, anything from your side? Anything you want to add?
Okay, I will add two. Number one, there is an expanded push to basically unify macOS and iPadOS development.
Okay.
Yeah, and number two, I will directly contradict your last one.
Okay.
Not only will they mention sideloading, Apple will find a way to try to spin this into a win by inviting Valve up on the stage for Steam on iPad and possibly iOS.
Interesting.
Very so ballsy. Steam on iPad and possibly iOS. Okay, written down. We'll see about this one. It's a long one, but yeah, I mean, I could totally see that being an interesting presentation. Jeff, anything from you?
I'd still have a couple things on my list, so sure.
Sure.
And Patrice, I will preface this one with, we do not have to watch closely to see if it happens. Tim's going to wear a gray shirt.
You want to explain that, Jeff, or are you just going to let that ride?
He just wants to make my life harder.
Okay.
But I wanted to give Patrice an out so that she doesn't have to be like tallying or make a spreadsheet of who's there and what shirts they have on. So, yeah. All right.
Oh,
my prediction for the AR/VR headset, since didn't use it yet. Apple will announce a developer kit AR/VR headset, and it will cost developers $999.
Ooh. Yeah, I like that. Wow. I like that a lot.
I didn't think about that.
Developer kit AR/VR headset.
Jeff, what's your logic for that, for the price?
Because Apple wants to make sure that developers are working hard on this mm-hmm. as early as possible. And to do that, you need to give them hardware, even though it's not the consumer-ready hardware. You need to give them hardware at a price point where it's more approachable for a larger part of the developer pool.
Okay. I did not understand that you were talking about a piece of hardware being included. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And it will depend on whether the headset is ready or not, like hardware-wise ready.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, they've done both in the past. The Apple Watch, they gave away basically for $1. They gave away developer Apple Watches.
Mm-hmm.
You never had to return them, nothing. You just got them for $1. I think on the Apple TV originally as well. I think that one they just gave away. It wasn't even $1 price for it.
Yeah, they gave them away. The thing was, you're supposed to return them, and if you don't, you get charged. But they
Not for the Apple TV. Not even. I remember.
Which one was it for?
It was for the M series CPUs. They basically gave you an iPad. Was it Mac Mini? Yes. It was a Mac Mini, which was an iPad. This way.
Yeah, okay. That one you had to return though.
Yeah, but that one you had to return or you got charged for it. Actually, no, I think you got charged for it and you had to return it.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yes, you're correct.
Yes, but you got some credit on a M series Mac afterward. Right.
And they had to backtrack on how much credit they were giving you because it was kind of crap.
And how long you could use it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, and they've done either, and I think they will. It will just depend. I think they will just give you the proper hardware. The software might be alpha or something. Or beta.
Yeah,
which is fine for developers, and there will be an NDA, and you know, and nobody will follow it. So,
right,
the usual. Yeah, okay. That's a good one. I like that. Another. Do you have more?
I have one more.
Okay.
Since Apple is embracing some of the nostalgia that that Steve Jobs never would have allowed. Mm-hmm. watchOS is going to get some new watch faces, and they're going to be vintage. So it's like, remember when Apple had mechanical watches you could buy in like the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be those kind of watch faces. And mm-hmm. we'll even include the one where the hands go backwards.
Mm-hmm. So watchOS is going to get vintage watch faces looking like old watches, basically. That's the idea of vintage, not like original Apple Watch faces or something, because they're still in there. So
right. I mean, yes, the old Apple promotional watches from like the 1990s.
Yeah, okay.
And that's all I have.
That's all. Okay. And last, Dave, anything from you?
Yeah. I'm going to throw that old prediction every time they have a keynote is they're going to finally get an add a calculator to the iPad.
Wow, I like that one.
I love that one.
They
plus five.
Finally add a calculator app to the iPad. And they will mention during the keynote. That's going to be interesting.
You know, if they say that, or if they show a key, or
I mean, it could be on a slide somewhere. There's like calculator.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, but if they actually say, here's new features for iPadOS, and one of them is calculator, mm-hmm. I bet that that people that are there watching the video live,
mm-hmm.
they're just going to have aneurysms.
Yes.
The crowd will go wild.
Yeah, I will say this. I think not only do I think they're going to do it, I think it's going to be a updated app that will essentially be built for the iPad and the Mac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense.
And when it doesn't come out, Dave, we're all here for you.
Yeah, so true.
Okay. That's why I put it in the secondary.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to add? No. Okay. So,
Patrice,
then, yes.
Is it too late for me to add one last one?
No, go for it.
Okay. Apple Music and Apple Music Classical on the Mac will be there will be Apple Classical on the Mac because Apple Music will transition to the iPad code base. Rather than
that was already the case.
They said it was, but it still looks like freaking iTunes.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Let me rephrase that. It will transition to the iPad/iPhone look, and iTunes will finally be gone.
Okay, the iPad/iPhone look. Okay. Not the code base. Interesting. Yeah, I could totally see that with SwiftUI and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they're pushing SwiftUI, so okay, makes sense.
Patrice, I'm going to add one that you don't need to write down. This is easy. This keynote is going to cost us all money.
Yeah, I can't grade that. Sorry.
Yeah, there's no point to grade that.
Plus five.
Plus Apple 50. Right now.
Yeah.
Plus 50.
Yeah. Ben is stroking his card again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is not a euphemism.
I said card, Jeff. Not.
Oh.
All right, so that concludes today's keynote poker. In a week's time, well, no, actually on Monday, we will know if we were as wrong as we think we are and as we usually are. And next week, Friday, on Friday's Mac Show, we will not only talk about the most important things that were announced and also maybe discussed this week in like sessions and all of that, but also who won the keynote poker. And so to stay tuned for next week. And Jeff, now it's your turn to lead us out of the show.
Awesome. Well, first off, Patrice, thank you so much for
doing
all of the hard work to make this happen. You're welcome. Okay, Chuck, where can people find you?
MacVoices.com. That's where you'll find everything we're doing right now. We're working on the Road to Mac stock shows, and we are also playing a little bit of catch up on some of the Mac Voices live shows that have taken a back seat during the NAB interview releases. And on Tuesday nights, you can find me along with pretty much everyone here at one point or another on Mac Voices Live, Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, whatever time that is, wherever you are, on YouTube at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV. On the socials, you can always let me know what you think of my predictions here as at Chuck Joyner or at Mac Voices. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Patrice. Great effort.
Awesome. All right, Dave, where can people find you?
You can find me at In Touch by iOS at intouchbyios.com, and you will get a bonus because we're going to be recording In Touch by iOS right after the Mac Show, an hour after Mac Show, with most folks will be here in the on the show. And you also can find me on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/intouchbyios. I'm on Mac Voices Live every Tuesday, here on Fridays, and on Mastodon at DaveG65 and mastodon.cloud.
Awesome.
Thanks. Great job for both you and Jeff and Patrice.
Thank you.
Patrice did the heavy lifting today. Yep. Patrice, where can people find you?
I mean, first I want to say I didn't do the heavy lifting. You did, because you brought all those awesome predictions and your bets and just made this a fun show. So it's always good. Yeah, you can find me here on the Mac Show every week. You can also find me on the Big Show every week on Thursday evening, 7 p.m. UK time. So if you're into the non-Apple side of things, if this was already way too much talk about Apple and what they might do and all of that, we have a show where we talk about space and Microsoft and games and like cars and like silicon, like chips and all of that fun stuff. So yeah, that's our Big Show. If you want to listen to that, if not, like, you can find everything. Well, even if you do, you can still find everything I'm doing on thepatrice.com, all the projects, podcasts, the social media links, literally everything. And if you want to join a friendly Mastodon instance, head over to techhangout.social. And if you drop me a line somewhere, or you send a friend of mine a message that I should let them in, then you can join that instance. And it's nice and small. So like, it's not so much fuss, which I think is a good thing right now.
Nice. All right. And Ben, your turn. Where can people find you?
Well, you can find me at Ben Reithig on social media. My website, reithig.tech. And a list of places very familiar to Jeff, which are Tuesday nights on Mac Voices, the voice of the Apple community, with Chuck Joyner. Thursday nights with Dave Ginsberg with In Touch with iOS. And Thursday and Friday here on the Mac Show, or on BTM for the Big and Mac Shows.
Awesome.
That's four.
Yep. Yep, and now Jeff will tell us about the context machine.
He will.
Yeah, everything Ben said plus context machine. Okay, so let's see. So social media, Jay Gamet, Mastodon, Instagram, basically everything else, but that's where you're going to find me. Then yeah, the shows. Chuck keeps letting me back on Mac Voices Live with all of you. Dave keeps letting me back on In Touch with iOS with all of you. Then Thursday's on the Big Show, Friday's on the Mac Show, then Friday afternoons, typically, the Context Machine with Brian Chaffin. There we go. That's all of it. Yeah. So thank you to all of you for being so awesome. This was so much fun. And Patrice, thank you again for making it all come together. I can't wait to see how badly I lose, because I'm assuming that that's exactly what's going to happen. And that's okay, because this is all about having fun. And anyhow, so thank you to TSO Host for being here and supporting us. Give them some love and buy your domains and hosting from them. Let's see. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure that we have people for shows, and hope you're feeling better soon. And all of you that watch or listen live, thank you for being here. You all rock. Everyone that participates in the chat room, thank you for being there too. And if you watch or listen to the shows later, so glad that you are also part of the BTN family. And there we go. I kind of mixed up the order a little bit today, because why not? So I'll wrap it up by saying, don't forget to tune in next Thursday for the Big Show, and then come back on Friday for the Mac Show, where we will reveal the results from Keynote Poker and probably ridicule me for how low I am on the list, which is totally reasonable. And everyone have an awesome weekend. We will see you next week.